A buffet of all-round entertainment, wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Western Water Company faces 14 million loss. Solwezi Council reaffirms commitment to cleanliness. International news, Colombia sees real threat of U.S. military action. And in sports news, Copper Queens to learn Total Energy's CAF WAFCON Morocco 2026 opponent.
The main news on Unza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Celestina Piri. In local news, the Western Water Supply and Sanitation Company is facing a severe financial crisis with a staggering 14 million kwacha loss on unpaid water bills in the province. According to the company's managing director, Mufalo Nanyama says the situation was dire with Mongu District alone owing 4 million kwacha in unsettled water bills as of November 30, 2025. Nanyama disclosed that the company's revenue collection has been poor, leading to significant challenges in maintaining and improving water supply services. The running of the company depends on the revenue being collected from customers, Dr. Nanyama explained. The utility company has warned that customers who will be disconnected for over 3 months will be served with withdrawals of their accounts. We urged all customers with pending water bills to pay and save themselves from the inconvenience of being disconnected and taken to court. Dr. Nanyama appealed. The company's decision to disconnect the water supply is a last resort aimed at recovering the outstanding debts and ensuring the sustainability of the water supply services. Residents of Chembe District have raised alarm over the poor state of a banana boat currently being used to cross the Luela River. Community members told the media that the boat has developed holes allowing water to seep in, which poses a serious safety risk. John Mwansa, a local farmer, explained that many people rely on crossing the river to access their farms. He appealed to authorities to provide a safer alternative. Meanwhile, Agnes Chilufia of Milishi Village echoed the concerns, stressing the danger for families. Chilufia says the boat has not been in a good state for some time now and the cross with children. We fear that if the situation is left unchecked, it might lead to drowning. Meanwhile, Chembe Town Council Secretary Julius Katuka revealed that the local authority has plans to procure two engine-propelled banana boats using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, component, stating that submissions have already been made to the Provincial Local Government Office for approval. 18 cattle herders from Chiwombo District in Central Province are before the courts for allegedly maliciously damaging farm wire fences valued over 400,000 kwacha after claiming the fences blocked access to their grazing areas. Emmanuel Chenda and 17 others are charged with 3 counts each of malicious damage to property, contrary to Section 335 of one of the Penal Code Chapter 87 as read with Act Number 17 of 2007 of the Laws of Zambia. Particulars of the offence are that the 18 accused persons on the 7th of December 2024 in Chiwombo District jointly and while acting together, did unlawfully damage a farm wire fence valued at 196,720,000 kwacha, a property of Mr. Kangombe. In the second count, it is alleged that on the same dates, the 18 accused persons jointly and while acting together damaged farm wire fence and concrete poles of farm number 146377 in Chiwombo District, all valued at 250,000 kwacha, a property of Donstar Agriculture and Biology Company Limited. In count 3, the defendants on 7th December 2024 jointly and while acting together are alleged to have unlawfully damaged the farm wire fence poles, all valued at 40,000 kwacha, a property of Gift Msoni. When the matter came up for the continuation of trial before Principal Resident Magistrate Murita Kalaluka in the Kawe Magistrate, the State Prosecution called in two witnesses. The first witness was Primo Malata, 42, of Luinga Village of Liteta Chiefdom in Chiwombo District, who is also Village Headman Luinga. Told the court that he received a report of a damaged farm fence in Chisoa area at a farm belonging to Mr. Kangombe. Still in local news, the police command in Northern Province has urged parents and guardians who are transporting children back to school to prioritize their safety. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Lucky Munkondia says it is important for parents to ensure the safety of their children by checking the roadworthiness of vehicles and avoid overloading. Munkondia states that unworthy and overloaded vehicles may compromise the safety of children. In a statement, Munkondia further cautioned motorists to adhere to appreciate speed limits to avoid any road traffic accidents during this period and beyond. Solwezi Municipal Council has reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining a clean and safe environment in the district. In a statement, Council Public Relations Officer Joyce Inkala says the local authority has noted public concerns regarding overgrown bushes and trees in the Central Business District CBD, particularly along the road islands, which have been obstructing visibility for pedestrians and motorists. Sinkala disclosed that the local authority has commenced the trimming of overgrown trees, clearing of bushes and cleaning of islands in the Central Business Districts and other parts of the district. She says the exercise will enhance visibility, improve pedestrian safety and maintain the aesthetic outlook of the city. She adds that the operation was ongoing and will soon extend to other parts of CBD and other island sections. Finally, in local news, the government has described the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, TAZARA, as more than just a railway line, saying it is a vital economic corridor expected to facilitate trade between Zambia and Tanzania while enhancing regional trade. Speaking during a meeting with a delegation from China, Railway Construction Corporation, CRCC, and China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Siyazongo Siyakalenge, expresses confidence that CRCC has the capacity to transform TAZARA into a world-class railway line that will support economic growth and regional integration. The Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, commonly known as TAZARA, is a key railway line connecting Zambia to Tanzania's port of Dar es Salaam, playing an important role in facilitating trade and regional connectivity. A delegation from China Railway Construction Company, CRCC, and China Civil Engineering Corporation is in the country to conduct a field inspection of the TAZARA railway line in Kapirim Porshi. Speaking during a meeting with the Chinese delegation, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Siyazongo Siyakalenge, has described the TAZARA as more than just a railway line, saying it is a vital economic corridor expected to facilitate trade between Zambia and Tanzania while enhancing regional trade.
TAZARA is not merely a rail line, it is an economic prosperity corridor that will facilitate trade between Tanzania and Zambia, and onwards to China and other global markets.
Mr. Siyazongo Siyagalege also expressed confidence that the CRCC will transform Tazara into a world-class